This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley suspends her campaign and leaves former U.S. President Donald Trump as the last major Republican candidate. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Now that Nikki Haley has suspended her GOP campaign, her backers face a choice. For weeks, Haley supporters have been bracing for this, the Biden-Trump rematch.
Moving to Canada is out of the question, but I mean, it's not entirely off the table.
But what is Plan B? From Virginia.
Donald Trump, 100%.
To South Carolina.
I would vote for Trump. I do not want another 4 years of Biden.
To Michigan.
I don't want to vote for Trump. It makes me sick to my stomach.
One of Haley's backers in Maryland figures they actually now have even more power.
Haley voters are going to be the story of the general election. Who wins those voters is going to matter a lot.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Haiti's leaders trying to get back to the island amid spiraling violence. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Haiti's embattled prime minister has landed in Puerto Rico as he tries to return to Haiti to quell a surge in violent gang attacks. Officials told the Associated Press that Ariel Henry landed late Tuesday afternoon in San Juan. The officials spoke on condition of anonymity because they're not authorized to confirm his arrival. Henry was expected to travel to the Dominican Republic later to fly to Haiti. But the government of the Caribbean island closed its air borders as gangs in Haiti continue to escalate their attacks on key targets such as prisons and the main international airport. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And thousands of Polish farmers protested Wednesday, demanding a halt to cheap imports and environmental regulations.